time for stage direction on 95 BFM.
Yeah, and?
And it's happening now.
Yeah, and?
And it's time to listen to it.
Awesome, and?
And then the dog picked up a knife.
You're listening to Stage Direction on 95 BFM.
Oh, yes, and you are. Welcome to your inaugural Stage Direction, Leica.
Thank you so much for having me.
A pleasure to have you.
It's so good to be here. You called it stage misdirection a minute ago, and I really vibed with that.
Okay, well, let's see how we go. This is a chance. We're reinventing the wheel. We're almost kind of reversing and putting it in a different gear because previously we were talking about shows that were happening, about to happen.
Yes.
Which there's a lot of logic behind it. But
absolutely. But, makes sense to talk about what's happening.
Yeah, but you want to go see some shows.
I want to see some shows.
So let's get you to go to see some shows and then to come and talk to us about some shows that you've seen.
I think that's a fantastic idea, personally.
Yeah, great. All right. So, tell us a little bit about yourself. You sounds like you're a theatre kid through and through.
Oh, absolutely. Down to the very core of my being.
Yeah.
I grew up around a lot of children's theatre. I was very lucky. I grew up in Christchurch and was a particular name known around the Malthouse Children's Theatre, mm-hmm. which is this like old brick stone building in the middle of Christchurch.
Cool.
That they is like partly a costume shop and then partly we did cushion theatre, which is
cool.
like wasn't seats per se,
yeah,
but
right.
it was like you could bring your own cushions from home, or like they had some and then they would put on like children's theatre shows.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, my mum was one of the makeup artists for that, so I grew up around it, lived all through it, and then haven't been able to figure out how to do anything else kind of since that. So I've turned it into what has become my life now.
Yeah, fair. I can sympathize, or whatever the word is, empathize. Mm-hmm. I was a very, very shy little kid, and my parents were like, what can we do? Well, there's only one thing for it, pantomime.
Absolutely.
And so, I got thrust into the world of pantomime to try and improve my confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And
did it work out?
It worked out. Lovely. But it explains a lot about the kind of weird, sort of hammy confidence
you
that
are currently wearing a shirt that could be described as mime-like as well.
Yeah. I was going to try and, I was trying to convince BFM to let me be a mime, but there was...
That'd be interesting.
It wasn't a lot
radio
of
radio mime.
There was they were only offering me a very late night slot. So
yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Open my mouth instead. But anyway, enough about me. so what have you? You've been in some shows recently.
I've been in some shows. Yeah,
that's cool.
Most recent, I was. I'm a sound designer and composer.
Cool.
As a big part of my sort of stage. Rolodex,
yeah.
I suppose. Most recently for that, I was working on St. Joan last year, which
Brilliant.
Was had a two-week run at Q Theatre. I did the composition for that. Before that, I did a show in 2024 for the Auckland Fringe Festival called The Ballad of the Duct Tape Cowboy and Six Shot Cinderella.
Nice.
It was a musical about cowboys that illustrated a sort of... bad relationship.
Yeah, sounds a bit serious by the name.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Well, sound design's such an interesting thing. There's a lot of chat about that. At the moment, I feel like it's kind of being recognised as its own little important art.
It really is, and I think especially in the theatre world, it's something that for a long time has come very last minute for a lot of productions. Mm. It's sort of like we'll do like the staging and the lighting and then we'll throw in some sound effects at the end. But I feel like lately it's starting to be recognized that like the ability of sound to enhance a production and like score throughout a play
totally
can bring it to this like next level that a lot of times it hasn't really been able to achieve. And I remember some really great moments from some shows last year with things like Mary, the ATC show, was about like the creation of Frankenstein, had this fantastic score.
Yeah. Do you remember who did that?
I'd thought like an hour ago.
No, we can Google it.
But I've met the composer and sound designer. Absolutely lovely. I worked with him on a project, Siblings, last year.
Oh, cool.
That was really cool to kind of see how he did everything and then be able to see his work in a very different environment as well, like that.
fun.
Yeah, but it adds a thing that, like, I love in theatre, the ability of being, like, transported away to this other world where you still exist but not quite.
Yeah.
And I love about theatre of all the art forms, this ability where it's like the audience and the artist are alive in a same space together, and we're breathing the same air, and we're sharing this journey together.
Yeah.
And I feel often as a performer that, like, it's so much easier to give a performance that kind of enriches you when you can feel that coming back to you from the audience.
Totally.
And I get the same thing as an audience member, that when I'm in the seat watching a show and I can feel that electricity in the room, I can feel the performers, like, just air and oeuvre around them is magnetic, and you get that like simpatico vibe of just, we're alive and we're sharing stories, and that's beautiful.
A good gig can be like that too, I
absolutely
find. Yeah, a bad gig definitely not, but a good gig can really do the same for me. Cool. And so have you got your sights set on any particular shows at the moment, or are you going to see what you discover and just report back?
We're in a really great spot at the moment. We've Pride is in the thick of it at the moment, so there's some fun stuff coming up through that. We've got the Rocky Horror Picture Show is coming to the Civic very soon.
I heard.
We've got Arts Fest next month as well. There's a ballet version of Macbeth
I saw
coming along, which looks insane. I'm so interested to see how they adapt that story. And then later on this year, we've got ATC's Macbeth as well.
Oh,
and
it's all on.
Who knows how many Macbeths could be this year.
Well, let's see. Well,
it's a big year for Scottish murder, I think.
Well, hopefully they bring back Taggart too, and have some. That's just an old Scottish detective show from the 80s and 90s. Excuse me, I'm showing my age.
I'm with you. I'm with you. The name rung a bell, so I'll give it to you.
He's dead, but they could still they could find a way.
Yeah,
child of.
Sure.
Or Taggart the ballet. I don't know. Just
Taggart the ballet.
Text in.
Love to see a murder mystery ballet.
Yeah.
If anybody is doing a murder mystery ballet, please DM me and I will go see your show.
Yeah. Oh, my mind is spinning. pirouetting. That's Ooh, so la. Cool. So you're going to have lots to see.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the thing. There is one of the things that kind of stage direction has always illustrated is just how much there is going on at once.
Totally.
In Tamaki, there's totally. Like truly
there's so much.
Yeah.
It's such a spider web and a petri dish of a city.
I've just been down in Wellington, and I always go down and get really jealous. Oh, there's so much happening down there. And, you know, it's easy to kind of get blinkered and come back and be like, all that's happening in my town is that I'm at home watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, that's actually your fault.
Yep.
You're just not on holiday.
Exactly.
You're just getting excited because you're on holiday.
Yeah.
There's lots happening. So
easier to take in your surroundings when you're in a different surrounding.
Yeah, so it's exciting to have the segment back and to start feeling good about that sort of the what's going on of it all.
Absolutely. There's so much art that needs to be uplifted in this city and in these communities.
And damn it, we're going to do it.
Absolutely.
Nice. Well, thank you very much for coming up. I reckon I got some news and such to do shortly. But,
of course.
I reckon we're going to be hearing from you again.
Oh, you certainly will.
Possibly weekly, I would say.
I think currently what we're looking at is it's going to be every other week.
Oh, every other week, okay.
But we are looking at getting a second host in well, is what I have been told.
Perfect.
So we'll soon be weekly.
Yeah, awesome,
rad. For now, you can just wait for two whole weeks to hear my voice again.
Two whole weeks to hear what you've been seeing.
And think about how many shows I can see in two
weeks.
There's
going to be a lot of shows. We'll set aside. It's a three-hour show. We'll set aside.
Oh, thank God.
Sweet. Oh, well, thank you for coming in and myself and speaking on behalf of the however many million people there are in the city. Very excited to see what you come up with.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to do it.
Right on. Well, Stage Direction is back. You heard it here first. First again. We'll have a quick break, a song by a group called Sentient Mud. And then, well, I think we'll have some news, weather and some surf. It really is all happening.
Oh, marvellous! Marvellous! Bravo! That was Stage Direction on 95 BFM.